From our nation's capital, you're listening to Red Belly Radio. A couple of weeks ago, I was able to attend the Williams Trophy presentation in Washington, D.C. And the Williams Trophy is awarded by the Washington Airport's Task Force for Leadership, Vision, and Dedication in the Application of Aviation or Space to Enrich the Quality of Life on Earth. And it was an honor that was awarded to Gary, Jeff Martin, the Vice President of the Operations Coordination Center, and to the people of Southwest Airlines for our commitment to training our pilots and retrofitting our aircraft for required navigational performance, or RNP, the cornerstone of the next generation air traffic control system. In addition to RNP, the award cited our green plane, gate services, electric ground equipment, winglets, and our overall commitment to environmental stewardship. Here are some of Gary's remarks from the award ceremony, and in part two of this series, I will bring you Jeff Martin's remarks. Enjoy.
Well, it goes without saying that I am very, very pleased to accept this award on behalf of Southwest Airlines. I've been at Southwest for 24 years, and six of these 24, I've been the CEO. And I can remember distinctly when I started in this job in 2004 how humbling it was, because you represent 35,000 employees that serve 100 million customers a year. We fly about 3,200 departures a day, operate a fleet of almost 550 airplanes, and you know full well that you're not personally responsible for any of that. And, of course, you know, I worked for Herb Kelleher, who is a master at everything that he wants to be, for all of these years. And whenever there were events like this, he always used to say that I am a fraud. He didn't say that I feel like a fraud. He said, I am a fraud. And I know what he means. And I think never is that more obvious here, to have my name attached to this award. I'm very proud of Jeff. And very proud of Southwest Airlines, for sure. But Jeff, in particular, I think, was the energy behind this modernization step within Southwest Airlines. And I know that Jeff would agree totally with me that it is also nothing that he could do by himself. It is absolutely a team effort, and Jeff has brought along a number of our hardworking leaders here that worked on this project. But this is a very wide-ranging team. We've got leaders from our pilots union, our dispatchers union here today. It was very much a collaborative effort among all of the groups within Southwest Airlines. Jeff faced an uphill battle when he was proposing that we move this direction with RMP. And first of all, he wanted to spend money, and Southwest Airlines is a low-cost airline. And you can interpret that as cheap if you want, and I'm okay with that. But he did a fantastic job of articulating where we wanted to go with our airline. I want the very best for Southwest Airlines. And I think that we are a company that can aspire to be the best. And if you're an airline, you would hope to be, or at least strive to be, the best operator in the world. And we take great pride in all of our operating groups and what they've accomplished. But it was time. It was time for us to take advantage of new technology and new opportunities so that we could not just be the best, but stay the best. And that's really the vision that Jeff brought. So I'm very proud of our people. I'm very proud of what they've accomplished. RMP, of course, is the cornerstone for Next Gen, and certainly is something that we have, just as Administrator Babbitt has said, we made a full commitment to that. And again, that's in no small part to the leadership that we have at the FAA. And as everyone has said this morning, it's just good business. It burns less fuel, it saves us money, and it certainly reduces our carbon footprint. The other thing that I would like to at least add emphasis to, which has also been mentioned today, is just the need for the next generation air traffic control system. And Leo, I hope you're right. I hope it is a 22% potential savings that we have there. We've got the next generation engine technology on the cusp here. We need to take advantage of that just as quick as we can. We'll need to work together. We'll need to have very strong collaboration between the airlines, aerospace companies, general aviation. We need the leadership from the FAA.
Well, that does it for this episode. Red Belly Radio is a trademark of the Southwest Airlines Company. This episode is copyrighted 2010. Tune in next week as we bring you Jeff Martin's remarks from the same event. Thanks for listening, and come back next week.